الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two sets of duties that and rights, two sets of rights that are associated with us as being Muslim, and these rights to be fulfilled put upon us two sets of duties about which we will be questioned. One set of them is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we call huququllah, and the second set of rights is the rights of the people, which we call huququl ibad, the rights of the people, rights of the slaves. And therefore we will talk about this second part, huququl ibad, which is something that is essential for us to keep in mind, not only because this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us about, but because this is our interface with the outside world. The inside world, which is of course inside ourselves, which is our aqidah, which is in our hearts, this is known only to us and to Allah. And even our ibadat, to a great extent, are not known to the outside world. People who are not Muslim, they do not know what is, when they don't come into our masajid, so they do not see us praying. If we are fasting, of course, nobody knows that. Our zakat is given mostly only to the Muslims. And Hajj, of course, now because of TV and so on, people see it, but otherwise the haram is out of bounds for people who are not Muslim. And therefore, the outside world only sees us when we interact with them, huququl ibad. And that huququl ibad, of course, I don't want to list all the things that are wrong with it. We know this better than anybody else. But this is something for us to keep in mind and to reflect on. Because Imam Zuhri rahmatullahi alayhi, the famous muhaddith and one of the teachers of Imam Malik, Imam Zuhri said that Islam spread the fastest after Fatha Makkah, because for the first time the non-Muslim was able to see the life of an ordinary Muslim. See the saying of his, how important it is. He said Islam spread the fastest after Fatha Makkah, because for the first time the non-Muslim was able to see the life of an ordinary Muslim. He's not saying non-Muslim was able to see the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or no. He's talking about the ordinary Muslim, the carpenter, the shepherd, the farmer, right? Ordinary Muslims, people who are in their normal day-to-day jobs, ordinary Muslims, the small shopkeeper, the tradesman, right? Their lives were such a source of inspiration that Islam spread. So Islam did not spread by the sword. It did not even spread by people giving great inspirational lectures. It did not spread by madaris and darul uloom and so on and so forth, none of which existed in those times. They didn't have universities and stuff. Islam spread by the ordinary Muslim living, acting, walking, talking like a Muslim. That is all. There's no great rocket science to this. Islam spread because Islam was visible. Islam spread because people could see Islam, not just hear about Islam, not just listen to lectures about Islam, not just stories about what happened 1,000 years before, no. People could actually see Islam in action. They could see Islam in their neighbor, they could see Islam in their dealings with the shopkeeper and so on. And that is how Islam spread. And the foundation of that beauty of Islam, the foundation of it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Allah said, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak only the truth. Speak the truth. And if you do that, what will happen? Yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Wa man yuti'i Allaha wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan 'azima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then if you do that, if you speak the truth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set straight your affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of your affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of your amal. Allah will correct your amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from all evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect your amal. Yuslih lakum amalakum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُوتِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And the one who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا. Only that person has become or will be successful. He will have the greatest of success. فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا. He is the one who will have. So I remind myself and you that the first and foremost thing for us to do and think about is to speak the truth. As I said, the ordinary Muslim. So speak the truth not only in great matters, but speak the truth also in the smallest of matters. Rasulullah ﷺ said, speak the truth even if it is as a joke. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with the one who does not tell a lie even as a joke. So it's not that you are telling a lie in order to harm anybody, but jokingly. He said, even as a joke, do not tell anything which is false. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's laqab, which we mentioned yesterday also, As-Sadiq wal-Amin. The one who is truthful and the one who is trustworthy, meaning the one who stands for that truth. He is truthful and then he stands for that truth. He does not betray that truth. So I remind myself and you that let us use these lectures as these further reminders as a way of reminding ourselves throughout the day and throughout our lives to say that let us never say anything which is false, no matter what it is. It's better to keep silent, better to say I do not know, better to simply refuse and say sorry, I will not say, rather than to say something which is false, because we are Muslim and therefore it is very important for us to live and behave like Muslims. And a Muslim is the one who accepts the truth. And the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala associated with the truth with himself. Allah said, قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. The truth is from your Rabb. Al-Haqq is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, I remind myself and you, the first and foremost of حُقُوقُ الْعِبَاد, it is the haqq, it is the right of the people that we are truthful to them. This is the right of the people. It's the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. But it's one of the rights of, but the first and foremost right of the people is that we should be truthful with them. And therefore I remind myself and you, let us never say anything which is false. Let us never say anything which is a lie, and always be truthful. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.